She's an 11th hour angel who wraps her wings around some of the world's least loved. Hers is a thankless job, but filled with an inner light and passion for Christ and for the down and out, she has captured the hearts of thousands of Mexican prisoners. Countless drug pushers, thieves, hardened killers, and petty criminals have knelt with her and prayed.
Nobody can resist being loved. They can resist being tortured. They can resist being hated. They can resist even bullets. But they cannot resist someone who, whether it's you or me, who is loving them with Christ's love.
The inmates of La Mesa Penitentiary in Tijuana certainly find it hard to resist Sister Antonia Brenner, whom they call their prison angel. But Mother Antonia, as she is fondly known, says she relies on St. Michael and his legions of guardian angels to help keep the peace and soothe spirits at La Mesa, one of Mexico's most infamous prisons. Mother Antonia was 79 when I spoke to her from her cell block, overlooking barbed wire fencing and a guard tower. The 5'2" consecrated lay sister has lived with the hardships of prison life for well over 25 years. But far from complaining about the privations, she sees her suffering as an opportunity.
We have to be recklessly in love with Jesus Christ and take a chance, and that's all right. God is always with us, and I think my 25 years in prison has been a confirmation of that. I live inside the prison. I have a cell, and I'm very comfortable there because, once again, wherever, you know, joy is different than pleasure. If everybody knew that and really took a hold of it, their lives would become much more joyful, because pleasure is so dependent on where you are and who you're with and what you're eating and what happens to you and what you wear. I mean, pleasure is Disneyland. It is pleasure, too. And there's nothing wrong with pleasure. The problem with pleasure is that people want joy. They need joy. God gives us joy. And we think that we look for joy on the street named pleasure, and we don't find it. And so there's an emptiness inside. How come that now I have everything? Now I have everything I want in the world. How come there's something empty in me? There's something that's not filled up in me. Well, that's what it is. It's that the emptiness is where God belongs. The joy that He gives you when your talents are used to serve others, when your life matters to other people other than yourself. You know, Jesus said, who's given up his life has his life. It's a full life. It's a pleasurable life. La Mesa prison is not the most beautiful place in the world. Of course, there isn't any prison that is. We're very poor. And now things are getting a little better. We transferred 2,200 men out. It was very painful for me because it's very hard for me to this day to see men handcuffed, so many men handcuffed, and even though the handcuffs are plastic. And they were asking me, bless my hands, Mother, my hands hurt. And I reminded them that Jesus, his hands hurt too, and that he was handcuffed too behind him, and that it was cord, but it was still behind him. Cord is very painful. It cuts into your wrists. And I told them, he's with you now. And I had some holy oil. I said, I'm going to bless your hands and ask your angel to take your pain away. And I blessed his hand. He said, oh, Mother, the pain has left me. And then all the men were holding out their hands. I was trying to crawl over rock and dirt and everything to try to bless all these hands. And we all prayed together. And I said, you know, Mary's son was a prisoner. And Mary was a mother of a prisoner. And Mary will be with you. The motherly love of our Holy Mother is with you. I won't be able to go with you, but her love will be with you. And my heart is bigger tonight than it's ever been, because it's holding 2,200 more people in it that are going out now. And it's smaller than it's ever been because I'm sending a piece of it with each one of you. It's a beautiful thing when we can love freely. And that's what La Mesa Prison has permitted me to do.
Mother Antonia's tremulous, emotion-packed voice reminds me of my favorite aunt, somewhat of a second mother to me. And it's not hard to imagine that same kind of mother love pouring all over prisoners at La Mesa.
I don't practice it. I don't work on it at all. It just is the gift, like you have that gift that you're to do the great work you're doing now. Each one gets our gift like a part of a beautiful mosaic that our Lord has for each one of us to play our part, or an orchestra of God's. And mine is, God gives me that grace, and His grace alone. Not anything to do with my goodness or my choices. God has given me the grace to look upon them with loving eyes. And you know, your eyes say something. When you look at somebody and you love them, your eyes say it. When you respect them, your eyes say it. When you give them their dignity and their hope.
In fact, before entering her consecrated life, Antonia was a real-life mother, a mother of eight who, when her kids were grown and gone, left a life of luxury to devote her life to Christ and to the suffering. Today she calls La Mesa inmates her children, her sons. But make no mistake about it, she's no softy.
Now, I'm not in accord with crime. I must tell you that. I'm very hard on crime. Men would tell you, oh, mother's the hardest. She's harder than the cops are. They would tell you that. I'm hard on crime. And I explained to them, no matter what their needs were, victims are victims, and they must be sorry and repentant, and they must, you know, have tears of repentance and give God that broken heart that they have for having committed a crime. But the man is not his crime. Each one of us, we are not the sinfulness in our life. Each one of us have that, our images and likeness of God, and it's very easy to find Christ in the suffering. So I don't think I have a difficult ministry in that sense. And I don't think it's difficult at all, because grace, you know, is there for each one of us to do the mission that God sends us to do, and His grace is with me, and so I don't suffer amongst them, not at all.
You've been there more than, 25 years now, and so obviously you must know some of these prisoners and perhaps even their families very well. We also know that Mexico is a mostly Catholic nation, so I would expect that many of the men and women you've taken under your wing are or were Catholic. How do these lost souls react to you?
Every one of us get lost at times. They all react well. If Catholic, non-Catholic, if they're from other countries, I've had Chinese prisoners from China. They were my sons, too. In fact, Human Rights said the only thing they could say in English was Mother Antonia. They were on these boats coming in, and they were the ones that brought them in. They were off Mexican waters, and their ships were captured there. It was very heartbreaking. The head of immigration in Mexico told me he cried to send them back to China. But the guilty ones, those are the ones that the captain and the crew of the ships, they were brought into La Mesa prison, and they spent about 13 or 14 months there. And they are mostly Buddhists, and they reacted very beautifully to me. In fact, when I met them, I gave them all a rosary, and I told them, if you like, you could pray on it, a Buddhist prayers. And two of them said, I am a Christian. And one had a little New Testament in his pocket. So everybody reacts to love. Love is universal. I'm convinced nobody can resist being loved.
No one can resist loving Mother Antonia. Prisoners, guards, wardens, and police, just about everyone who comes into contact with this white-veiled sister succumbs to her goodness. But I asked her, what happens when some of her adopted sons stumble once they're out back on the street?
I sow and God reaps. That's the way I feel. In fact, that's what I'd like to give the Lord. It's the only thing I have to give the Lord. Is to say, He allows me to plant the seed, and I know it will grow. If it didn't grow the first time, it will grow the second time. If they come back, it's usually because they've been on drugs. And so one day, they will give them up with prayers and with love. Or if they don't, they will die, and they will die loving God, and they will die in his arms. That I'm sure of. But when they come back the second time, sometimes the guards will remark, "Look, mother, he's back again." And I say to them, "Have you ever committed a mortal sin twice, the same sin?" And he goes, "Oh, mother, don't even ask me that." I said, "Well, you think about it. This is a crime, but we commit crimes with God. There are 10 commandments. Have you ever broken one of those commandments more than once?" He said, "Oh, mother, for heaven's sakes." Well, do compare them, because there's a law of Caesar and there's a law of God. And it's very serious to keep breaking our promises too. So I don't get upset. I'm a little sad inside. You know, I think, oh, something must have happened, or he got in trouble someplace. And sometimes you're just known, and that's all you have to be picked up. I think we're trying to do a lot in Mexico. And, you know, by the way, Tracy, everybody said, when you talk to her, tell her to pray for us. I told them I was coming up today to talk to you. They said, tell her to pray for us. Tell the Holy Father to give us a blessing here. The prisoners, the guards, the new director, the comandantes, everybody said, well, mother's going up tomorrow. She's going to talk to a woman from the Vatican, a radio program. And everybody said at the same time, tell them to pray for us and send us a blessing.
Mother Antonia Brenner, founder of the Servants of the 11th Hour, an association of faithful consecrated, and one of the most courageous and selfless women I know.